This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, take your pick. This is the universal, this is like the universal hour. Universal. It's for everybody at any time. Help yourself to the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So Jennifer, take it away, will you please?
Okay, just trust me on this one because it may seem a little boring at the beginning, but I think it's kind of an interesting story. I will need all three of you to fess up. And tell me, this is the moment of truth for all of you, if when you are asked to agree to a company's privacy policy, if you actually read the contract before you hit the I agree box. Victoria?
Never. I know I should, Doug? But I never read it.
You're talking about if we're buying things?
I'm talking about, like, online, if you, any company you deal with, they usually if you're dealing with them online or on a cell phone or on a device,
the airlines,
it says you agree to our terms.
You agree, yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes,
perfect example,
nope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
I've
Kara?
Raised my hand.
No, of course not. No, I don't.
You yes three losers
no
are the
it.
Problem with the country.
I know I am.
We are, yes.
Uh-huh. I just don't want to.
All right, no, I don't do it either.
Loser! Yeah.
I'm just teasing you. But this is a really funny, I think, kind of interesting survey. Most people, the majority of Americans, say it's important to have a clear understanding of a company's privacy policy before signing up for their service online. But in practice, most people skip right to the I agree box on the privacy policy without actually reading it. This is according to a new survey done by Axios and SurveyMonkey. Now, this matters because consumers are becoming more aware that companies share and sell their personal information. We hear these horror stories all the time about information getting out and actually being monetized by the companies that we work with. But privacy policies are still not translating into anything that anybody seems to be reading. So here are the way the numbers break out. 87% say it's either very or somewhat important to have a clear understanding of a company's privacy policy. It's a really high number. Older adults, age 65 plus, that's why I had hope for you, Dougie, 91% are more likely than younger adults, aged 18 to 24, to say this is important. So older adults understand this is important.
I'm too impatient.
They also have more time.
Too many
They're
things
retired.
Going on. Well, I don't.
And
so
they have more time to read.
Yeah. But
now,
in general, 50, I get that. Yeah.
56% of the respondents say that they either always or usually accept the privacy policy without reading it. Even those who say it's important to understand the terms of service before signing up for something say that they sign up without reading the terms every time or most of the time. 53% of us do that. Younger adults are more willing to skip reading the privacy policies. 46% of 18 to 24-year-olds say they're willing to accept the terms without reading every single item, compared to only 15% of seniors age 65-plus. Who say they skip reading them. So this made me think, and there's more, there's the income gap. People with household income say it's very important to have a clear understanding, blah, blah, blah. People who are a little richer don't think so. My point is this. Have young people in America given up on the fact that they will ever have privacy again? I think the reason
yes,
I don't, when I think about those policies, I think, what am I going to do if I don't agree? Like, I'm not going to get to use the service I need to use. And the truth is, if they ever, get me in the rear, what I'll probably do, and will I ever sue them? No, I'm not going to take my money and my time to sue this company. So have I just given up? And I think I have. So the question is, have younger people just said, forget it, we have no privacy in the world of social media and all this online connection?
Yes, I think that they've, I was talking to my roommate about this the other day, and honestly, it was funny to me, with the whole Facebook thing. thing and Cambridge Analytica and how they were sharing their information, and I was not shocked by that. I mean, it seemed very obvious to me that anything you put on Facebook is being shared all the time and used for advertising. And I think a lot of people were shocked that, okay, oh my God, they're sharing our data. Well, I think most millennials have already accepted and acknowledged that.
I think older people were shocked by that. Yeah,
yeah, and so, you know, I was talking to my roommate, and it's just, I think we all already know if we're putting something on the internet, then we have to be willing to accept mm-hmm. that other people that we don't necessarily know about are going to be seeing that, and that we're never going to have privacy. Am I super happy about it? Maybe not, but I've chosen to use social media. So yeah. It's just kind of,
and
they
the
go
products,
hand in hand.
Yeah, and the products and services that we're so used to using, the benefits outweigh the negatives, and privacy is just something, it's like, oh, well, there's cameras everywhere, we know that, there's facial recognition software everywhere, we're okay with that. It's just, that's the world we live in now.
Well, I think one of the things that you're all alluding to is the problem with this generation, that generation, millennials, if you want to use that reference, is that they haven't read the minutes of the last meeting. There's new ground being broken all the time, and there's rapid change that we all are trying to live with. But some things, some of the important things, people have to learn the hard way. And in these circumstances, this thing you just brilliantly described here, Jennifer, you look at this stuff and you know that you're not going to read through it. You learn from your mistakes and hope that nothing that these people are not, the people who are presenting you with an opportunity to buy their product or use their product or service or whatever it is, have goodwill intended. And I use American Airlines as a good example of this. I don't think they have good intentions for the people that fly. They're the largest airline in the world, and I just don't think the management, the people at the top, and they always set the tone, the people at the top set the tone, and I don't think they have goodwill for the customer. Otherwise, they wouldn't do some of the things that they do, and you spread that across the board to almost any industry. But we all learn the hard way, unfortunately, or I shouldn't say we all do, but many of us do. I certainly have. We just don't have the time, or we don't take the time to do this. That was a brilliant question, Jennifer, and it really brings around...
I'm going home
to the
now.
Focus of what are our priorities? And how do you gauge what your priorities are? And how many times do
also,
you make the same mistake over and over again?
What if you are being educated and you decide to read the privacy policy? They have you over a barrel. You can't move forward until you click I agree. Who are you going to call? Is there even anybody to call and argue?
It's because the companies, these big companies have taken over, they have corrupted the system, they've paid off all of the voters. You see it everywhere. I go back to the farming industry. That's always my go-to place when I want to talk about stuff like this, that is being ruined. It is being, it's just chopped, shredded to bits by there are half a dozen, maybe eight companies, multinational companies, huge families that own huge amounts of land and control agriculture, and these people pay off through campaign contributions all of the members of the important committees and then the legislative bodies themselves. And so you have the average person has no real control over what's going on. And here's another example of how that works. The House this week voted on some major gun control measures. This is the first time this has happened in years. And they passed what was called the most significant gun control measure in more than two decades, approving the first of two bills aimed at strengthening the background check system for the purchase of firearms. The vote on the first bill, called the Bipartisan Background Check Act, passed largely along party lines. The second bill lengthens the number of days a firearm dealer has to wait for federal background checks to be completed. Wait time now is 3 business days. The bill is expected to take 3 days to 10 days. Democrats hope the bill is going to be passed quickly, put pressure on the Senate to act. As usual, the NRA opposes the legislation. It's the same old story, but that's where the money is. And they'll have an impact, especially in the Senate, where the Republicans control things. And that's the same as we're talking about that across the board. People with money, influence, and power, and they all go together, are not acting. They're the minority, and they do not act in with the wishes or the intent of the majority.
Well, and you're right on this, too, because when you look at statistics of what NRA members, the actual members, not the leadership, but the NRA members are, by and large, all in favor of stricter
support.
Background
I'm
checks.
An NRA member. I want this thing. I want
it's
this
the leadership
with.
That's the problem. It's, yeah. And, and they're not properly representing the actual members who, you know, who pay their
are.
Dues.
No, not at all. All right, so food for about 16 after the hour on the DJV show.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there, I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrant and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrant now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrant for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrant at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Sometimes some of these informational docket things that come out, I just look at them and say, okay, yeah, there's so much baloney there. But then there are things like this report this week of the incidents of sexual abuse of unaccompanied minors who are in jail. 4,500 complaints of sexual abuse against minors in the past couple of years. 1,300 complaints reported to the Justice Department. The documents demonstrate over the past 3 years there have been 154 staff on unaccompanied minor allegations of sexual assault. In other words, in jail, if you're a kid, look out, because the guards are more often than not, unfortunately, perverts. Ugh. And this is of deep concern, as it ought to be, in focusing on who's in jail and why they're in jail.
Just to clarify, this is not our jails, because most kids, they go to juvenile hall. They don't necessarily go to jail.
Well, these
but it's at the border. They're being detained, right? The ones that are coming over without their family are part of these human trafficking, sex trafficking schemes.
Here in Massachusetts, there's a lot of sexual abuse in jails. So it's a universal problem. 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is big.
Hammer time.
You pull me up.
Yeah. Horn time. Healing time. Chilling time. Stephen time.
Sound just like MC Hammer, right?
Yes, just like him. Just like him.
Just like him. MC the Hammer launching an all-star Hammer house party tour. First major tour started since 1991. Yeah, I'll be there. I'm in the front row, Jen. Yep. He announced the Hammer house party tour kicking off in April down in Tallahassee. The roster includes En Vogue, Sir Mix-a-Lot. I wouldn't mind seeing Sir Mix-a-Lot, actually. Dougie Fresh.
Does he have more than one song, though? No.
Nah. Big butts, and that's it.
He likes big butts. That's it. Nothing wrong with that. Young MC, DJ Cool, Tone Lock, opposed
Tone
to Tone Deaf.
Tone Loc. Yeah. You Montel know Tone Jordan. Loc. Funky Cold Medina. Yeah.
DJ Cool. Tickets for the tour go on sale today in most cities. House party dates, Tallahassee, Saratoga, California, Lincoln, California, Las Vegas, Irvine, California, Englewood, Colorado.
Why
Finley
are they
Park,
avoiding
Illinois?
The East Coast? I don't get it. I would love to see this tour. This would be so much fun.
Yeah. Well,
just ignoring the East Coast.
Have you got a slice of M of Sir Mix-a-Lot? Where's Baby Got Back?
I already played a slice of it.
I already played it.
All right. Okay. Is this Dougie Fresh? Who is this?
No.
This is Rob Bass. Rob Bass.
It takes
on,
two.
Jennifer loves it when I fall into that hole.
Get with the program.
Yes, please. Yes.
We'll just start calling you Dougie Fresh.
Dougie Fresh, that's me. Yep. Dougie Fresh. All right, let's keep moving here. Another popular residency in Las Vegas will come from Drake. Now, it's a series of shows there. Residency.
I can hard pass on this one.
I don't know if I'd. Yeah, I wouldn't. He doesn't really do it for me.
No.
He's going to be at the Wynn Las Vegas. We'll see him perform a number of gigs at their XS nightclub. The capacity about 4,800 people. The first dates of the residency take place May 4th and the 18th. Five live dates planned for this year. Wynn Las Vegas
telling Rolling Stone about the planned Vegas show, saying, quote, our artists perform in the round. So essentially, where the exterior and the interior space meets in the center of the stage, center of the room, that's where the stage will be. Drake's going to be able to perform for the intimate crowd of 1,800 on one side, crowd of about 3,000 on the other side. He's become the latest major artist to land a residency in Vegas following the recent footsteps of Cardi B, Blink 182. I'm checking out on this one, man. I'm really out of it when it comes. I'm just out of it. And I don't mind. We all have our musical preferences, so those of you who dig this, help yourself. Somebody must be digging it, because these guys, to win, are not stupid.
He's hugely popular, yeah.
And he just won a Grammy.
Yeah.
So,
for what?
Was it for Best Rap Album? It might have been Best Rap Single. I can't remember. Right. But I would go if it wasn't a lot of money and if I didn't have to go all the way to Vegas.
Is rap really that... Is it still in vogue that much?
Yes.
Kind of a past.
Hip-hop and rap are some of the biggest genres right now.
Hip-hop and rap, the same thing in your book?
No.
No.
Hip-hop is more... I don't know, rhythmic, more musical than rap is, but they kind of...
Why do women like it? It's very sexist, most of it, right?
I don't know. A lot of music is sexist, so you kind of just have to pick and choose.
All right. So that's what we do here, by the way, our podcast at djvshow.com. You can hear in the latest one, discussion of the best and worst moments from the Oscars, the backlash to Adam Levine's nipples, cameras on American Airlines flights, all part of the conversation. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit, steps you need to follow when remodeling your laundry room, all kinds of things every week, every day. Check out our podcast at djvshow.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a meeting of the United Nations Security Council yesterday, a resolution to express support for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido failed after Russia and China vetoed the move. U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, saying the U.S. will still support Guaido and the Venezuelan people.
The United States will remain steadfast in our support for the legitimate Guaido government and the National Assembly. We look forward to genuinely free and fair elections and to a government that reflects the will and aspirations of the Venezuelan people.
The U.S. is offering a $1 million reward for information about Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza bin Laden. The State Department says he's emerged as the leader of al-Qaeda and has been calling for attacks against the U.S. since 2015. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen presenting the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Wow! Are we blessed? Victoria, what's happening?
What's happening is Osama bin Laden is happening, and it's not the original Osama bin Laden.
Didn't we get him?
We got him in 2011, but his son is now wanted by the U.S. State Department, and there's $1 million reward for anybody who has information on his whereabouts. The reason that the U.S. is now hunting the son of Osama bin Laden is, and his name is Hamza bin Laden, is because he has taken over his father's
former position.
The family business.
Whoa. The family biz. He has released audio and video messages on the internet. He's called on his followers to launch attacks against the U.S. and our Western allies. He has threatened attacks against the U.S. in revenge of the killing of his father. And the State Department said that when his father was killed, they seized a bunch of items from his hiding place in Pakistan. And it indicated that... Yeah, it indicated that Osama was grooming Hamza to replace him, because, you know, he was on dialysis. Osama bin Laden was in very bad health at the end of his life, and so it made sense that he was grooming his son. Now, here's an extra little bit of awfulness. So this younger bin Laden, they think he's between the ages of 30 and 33, Hamza. He's married to the daughter of the lead hijacker in the September 11th attacks. Isn't that lovely?
Well,
I wonder who made that lovely. Love match.
Yeah.
So, so now the United Nations is, the member states of the UN, they're required to freeze his assets if they can get a hold of them.
Where do they get their money in the first place? Where's their money come from?
That's a great question.
Illegal weapons.
Drugs.
Yeah. Their oil. Drugs. These are the,
Yep. Those of you who who are using drugs, you're the ones responsible for these guys. It's where the money goes, where it comes from. So that's disturbing.
Yep.
Interesting to hear that. All right, let's get to some other names in the news, shall we? Luke Perry, the actor, remember him? Had a massive stroke.
Mm.
Taken to the hospital, condition unknown. 52. Under observation, his rep claimed at the hospital. Reports about doctors placing him in a medically induced coma, he says, are not true. Spokesperson for the LAFD confirming that paramedics came to his home after getting a 911 call. He was found responsive at least at first, and then his condition got worse. His health care came the same day that Fox announced a 6-episode revival of Beverly Hills 90210. He played Dylan McKay on the drama, 10 seasons. He's a young, looking, small, he was a slight guy. I think he was not a big man.
No.
Really?
Very thin.
Yeah. So what the heck has he been eating or what's going on in his life that would create that, a massive stroke? You
don't
recover.
Know.
Those are not recoverable. Your brain becomes real mush in that circumstance.
Well, let's hope not. He's on a hit show right now on Riverdale on the CW. Yeah. So I'm sure that production has probably stopped.
Yep. Elon Musk, another name in the news, tweeting he had Tesla news. The people who got the announcement, Model 3, he says, is finally available for order. That exciting? Well, that's what they thought was going to happen. Instead, he announced, quote, we will be closing some stores. There will be some reduction in headcount. Musk added that it's excruciatingly difficult to produce the Model 3 at a rather $35,000 price point and remain sustainable. Well, you guys came up with the numbers. I guess that...
Said, you came up with the pricing. I don't even know. If you're in the market for a $35,000 car... I don't know that Tesla would be something that a contender.
It's like a $35,000 Mercedes. Who the hell wants a? It's not a Mercedes. It's a tin can. You don't buy a Mercedes. The same company that produces the basic run of the mill solid Mercedes is a $75,000 car, and some of them are $150,000. So what are you getting for $35,000? You're getting a Chevrolet with a Mercedes body on it. That's all. And this is the same thing. Electric cars, who makes the least expensive electric car? Prius? Who's got the least expensive?
Is it the Volt? Is it Chevy Volt electric?
Chevy Volt?
I think they eliminated that. No, they got rid of it.
Yeah.
That was a cheap one, though.
You can't sell a cheap electric car. I think that's the bottom line.
About electric cars, and you can tell me if this is true or not, but I'm pretty sure that it is. You can't use AM radio in an electric car.
Because of the
interference. I never read that.
Yeah.
So I protest electric cars, so forget that. We only want AM radios in our cars, right? Come on.
Well, we'd like to have AM.
It's another reason to fight the power.
Yeah. All right, so much for that story. Andrew Wheeler, next name in the news. The Senate has confirmed him as the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. What a horrible name. And it's anything but, especially given the fact this guy worked for the coal industry. Another great pick. Anyway, Senator Collins was the only Republican to vote no. Scott Pruitt, the guy that was there before, remember him? There we go.
Disaster.
Great, yeah, what a disaster. The whole thing. The EPA, I was excited, actually, because the EPA has made a lot of really bad decisions for farmers and farms. So I thought it would be great Trump fixed that right up, and instead he put a couple of clowns in that are so connected to the industry. And that's, again, another example of what we've been talking about here all week, all month, all year, forever and ever and ever. Look at the picks for these jobs and these agencies that come from the businesses they are supposed to be regulating. They come over for a while. They change all the regs so that they are in a good position when they go back to their companies to move further ahead in their raping and pillaging, and therefore it goes on and on and on, whether it's the coal company, Monsanto and Bayer and the FDA, wherever it is.
Well, look
and
at
it doesn't
the,
make a difference if Republicans or Democrats. They're all the same.
And look at the FCC. Ajit Pai, that guy, I think he's a horrible pick for to run the FDA. And he comes from Verizon. He's going to go back to Verizon. But what happened to draining the swamp? I feel like this is the swampiest we've ever been. It just keeps feeling swampier and swampier with these picks. I don't get it.
It's an interesting visualization. It's getting swampier and swampier. Swampier and swampier. All right, let's see. As long as we're going through names and their connection to the president, the vacant appellate court seat left by Brett Kavanaugh going to the El Supremos, Senate Judiciary Committee advancing the nomination of Naomi Rao. Is that how you pronounce her name? N-E-O-M-I?
Close, I think.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Again, party lines. That's stuff. Crap. Here's something that is happening everywhere, and we think it's all in this. The stuff that comes up about making America great again, the MAGA caps. Anybody own one of those? Jennifer, you got one?
Nope.
I do. I actually had two. I had two.
Are they red?
And
what color are they?
Well, I had a red one. I had a red one and a white one. And I brought them into work one day and left them in the studio of my day job, and someone stole them. So I used to have two hats. Now I have Zippo, which I think is really kind of terrible. I know.
That is.
Although, well, I don't know if I should tell you this, but I will.
Go ahead.
I host a morning show in Los Angeles, and so I kind of came up with something kind of fun with one of our sales guys, and so we now have the red hat that says "Making Mornings Great Again." Isn't that cute? Come on.
Very cute. Yeah.
That's cute.
All right, in league with that, a lady named Roseanne Santos getting her legal green card. She's married to a U.S. citizen. Lengthy history of driving violations, driving drunk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Had a license since 1996. Immigration authorities detaining, later releasing her. Immigration and Customs said she is an unlawfully present citizen from Brazil. She's going before an immigration judge. She came back into the scope of authorities because she had an altercation this week in a Mexican restaurant, pled not guilty to charges of disorderly conduct and assault and battery because she accosted a man who had a Make America Great hat on. She approached him, said he ought to take it off. And he said, why? And she said, because it's disrespectful for those of us who don't like the president. She was drunk at the time. She flipped the hat off. Guy owned the restaurant, called the police. And there we go. How many of these
incidents? I hope she got thrown in jail. This happens
incidents
all the time.
And yeah, it does. That's why I brought it up. It happens all the time.
I'll tell you this week that my friend, and you know Courtney.
Yep.
We love Courtney. She works in my office. Her husband ran out to the store, had a Trump hat on. And someone keyed his car all the way down two panels, really, like, deep. And he saw the guy, and he tried to follow the guy. And, this stuff is happening all
the time. Well, you know what people will say, though? It's happening because there are people who are wearing these hats that are doing outrageous things in the name of Trump.
That's a lie.
And they say he's given them the freedom to do this, which isn't really true, but they're taking the freedom, because that's the, that it seems to be the mainstay of some of the thoughts of the people who support Trump. So anyway, some food, it's more food for thought, that's all. Sebastian Gorka, one more name in the news, former White House Deputy Advisor on National Security, accused AOC of trying to take away your hamburgers like Joseph Stalin did. That's how I just thought.
In
funny.
Full disclosure, Sebastian Gorka is my friend, and he was in the back, and he made these comments.
Yeah, no, he works at the station. He works at the station.
Very funny.
Yeah.
And, well, you know,
that's
it's because they say that they go after cows because of the cow flatulence. But there was, and then overnight, I just happened to see after, like in the 24 hours after he made that comment, there was a picture released of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez eating a hamburger. And so then people on Twitter were having fun saying, what a hypocrite, you know, of course, giving her the what for eating beef.
All right. 46 past the hour on the DJV program.
Here's a deal from Sprint that you won't want to miss. Right now, when you switch to Sprint, we'll give you $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The card is issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. That's right, $50 for each new phone you lease when you bring your number to Sprint. And when you get a new iPhone, you get an incredible new iPad for $99, plus a $100 prepaid MasterCard. Make the switch today, and don't miss all the other great deals you'll find waiting for you on Sizzling Sprint Saturday. Join us March 2nd at your local Sprint store. Cards require 60 days of service before card ships. iPad 6 Gen 32GB 417 per month after $15 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plans. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale. Offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Geek out.
It's the most popular movie you've probably never heard of, but Netflix is going to fix that. It's called The Wandering Earth, and it recently came out and has already made $600 million in ticket sales in China. It's a space adventure that tells the story of how humanity straps massive engines onto Earth, turning it into a spaceship to literally move it away from being devoured by the sun. It's already the second highest ever grossing movie in China, and Netflix has purchased the rights and will translate it into 28 different languages. If you're wondering, the movie is sitting around 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's called Wandering Earth. It's coming to Netflix, but we don't have a release date yet. But we have posted the trailer on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The biggest disappointment of the week was Lady Gaga going on with Jimmy Kimmel, addressing the Bradley Cooper romance rumors by saying something that sort of doused all of our enthusiasm, wanting them to be doing the horizontal mambo, right? And we all kind of,
I think
I'm not sure.
At this point, though, like, how embarrassing for Bradley's girlfriend, you know? Yeah. I think people need to, I think Gaga did the right thing by kind of tamping down all the talk about, are they boning, as Jen would say? But, because it went viral. Everybody was talking about it. So, I think that she kind of did the right thing by his girlfriend. Because is she telling the truth?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think she is. I don't know. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Okay.
Really? They're actors.
Oh,
I don't know.
They could be method acting.
There's Kara putting the poo-poos again to some fun stories. 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Miles, he's a guy that is probably, not probably, I'm going to say this in a definitive way, the country's foremost expert when it comes to automotive expertise. How do you like that? All you have to do to figure that out is go to his website, rautoexpert.com. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I feel like I get good therapy when I talk to you. My ego gets too big.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's good for you.
Oh.
I mean, we all should feel good about ourselves. And in this case, you deserve it because you know what's going on. All right, let's talk about something that I read in the newspaper yesterday about loan delinquencies. How many people are buying cars, can't afford the monthly payments, and so now there are lots of repos. The repo guy's having a big old time, right?
Yeah, it's great for the A&E show repo guys, but it's not very good for the people that bought cars and aren't able to pay their loan off. That's what's happening. It's not horrible. It's edged up to 0.78%. And that's less than 1%, but it's a really good indicator, Doug, that there may be bad times of the economy around. Before big crashes in the past, this has been an indicator where people can't pay their loans back. There's also another factor, which is some unscrupulous finance and dealers have been offering like 7-year loans on cars, which to me is crazy. Why would you take a 7-year loan? But ultimately, if you have to take a 7-year loan to afford a car, maybe you should be buying a less expensive car in the first place. I don't know. That's just a guess on my part. It's not a good indicator that more people are not able to pay their car back loans.
Well, you know, I was looking at a list of depreciation cars that are depreciating, the top 10 fastest depreciating cars. This is in league with what you just said about 7-year car loans just to get cars out of the showroom and onto the road. But if you look at how fast, and many of them, well, they're not all expensive cars, the BMW 5 Series is depreciating quickly. The Volkswagen Passat, the E-Class Mercedes, BMW 3 Series, the Ford Taurus. Who the hell's got one of those still?
Yeah.
Chrysler 200. Look at all of these. Go ahead.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that survey, Doug, is that they do these all the time, but I think the most depreciating car was the Nissan Leaf. It went down some incredible thing, like 72%. The one that depreciates the least out of any car in the United States over 5 years is the Jeep Wrangler. And that vehicle, if you want to invest in a vehicle that's going to be worth as much or more in the future than you paid for it when you drove it off the lot, that's a good one to get because those things are like gold dust in the United States.
I'm not one to talk objectively about this because Range Rovers depreciate about $10,000 a year.
Right.
So you talk about a bad investment. All right. Robots that are being used to make cars, the robots that are being used, the Robotic Industry Association has some interesting data on this. You want to share it with us?
Yeah, so there's over 35,000 robots working in the United States, which is kind of an interesting number. I'm a little like surprised when I read these numbers. However, I did a bit more research into this. Overall, there's an increase of about 15% or so. The interesting thing about it is robots are actually starting to take over jobs that we shouldn't be doing in the first place. You need to feel good about your job and you need to do something that's positive. A lot of times these robots are doing jobs that are highly repetitive. Imagine a guy that's sitting on an automotive line just welding the same three welds.
I remember that. Did I ever tell you, when I was a kid, I worked at the GM assembly plant here in Framingham. I was an inspector on the line, and I was in charge of looking at the four positions around the huck bolt assembly. That is the bolts that would hold the body onto the chassis. And this people did all these guys did the same thing hour after hour after hour. Same bolt, same hole. So I see what you're saying here. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly the thing. And these car companies like Ford and Jeep, they're retraining people to do much more, desirable jobs, like jobs in learning how to program these robots and jobs in learning how to do the maintenance on them and those type of things, which I think a lot more people are pleased about than they are sitting on the same line putting the same four bolts on the car every day.
Exactly. All right. Tesla's going to shut down retail stores. Give us a few seconds on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a downhill slide for Tesla. Up in China, first cars got delivered. In the United States, they're looking at real problems in getting their refinancing done for this year. They got billions of dollars that need to be taken care of, and stores are closing with Tesla.
Yeah. Don't buy one. I guess that's the bottom line. Thanks. Nick Miles, website.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.